no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Easy to get in touch with us here at the station and on this show. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 works for your calls, works for text, and you could even leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, as we get started here, I like to pull the curtain. The curtain pretty much stays back around here. So my buddy Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, and I were talking during the news break, and your idea was pretty good. If this happens, and this happens before I pass away, and they do open the bridge, you want to do a live? You and I do a live show driving back and forth across the bridge, like a live broadcast?
Yes.
I like
yes.
that. I like
we,
it.
Yeah. We'll get on at Broad Street, and then we'll drive over the bridge. And then we'll, get onto the Bayway, and then we'll hop off at the Felix's off-ramp. And then we'll just go back and do it until we run out of gas or we can't afford to pay the toll.
We'll just see, if we get the all-you-can-eat pass, that they rolled out today. What did the – it was the one that's, $60 unlimited monthly commuter pass, which I don't – is that $60 a month? That's what they said.
So.
Okay, if it's $60 a month, so it's it breaks down to $1.36 per trip for daily users, but it also adds up to $720 a year in toll.
That's true. But Sean, you're forgetting here. We could get this whole thing sponsored. We could get an advertiser to take care of this for us, so we can leave our wallets at the station.
I think that would be
just drive the live long day.
What about getting, because, pulling one news story and melding it with the other, all the discussion of the new Air Force One, can we get the Qataris to pay for it? Any of the Gulf states?
That's,
can we go, the Qatari Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Project or something like that, The it's the Saudi Bayway and the Qatari Bridge.
Yeah. I mean, that could easily be done. I mean, and, based on the renderings that I've seen, this is already going to be a mighty bridge, a huge thing, but it could be grander if we get the Saudis and the Qataris in on it. It could look like the Burj Khalifa.
Hey, speaking of the rendering that came from Aldot, number one, it doesn't show much traffic on the bridge in this, and y'all can go see it, and the stories is like, it doesn't show much traffic on the bridge, but it also shows a helicopter hovering overhead. I don't know if it's there for life flighting people off the new bridge. I don't know why they added in this rendering a helicopter, but it's there.
Yes. And now that you mention it, it does look like a hospital type chopper. That could be called in, to save folks. I mean, because this is a 215-foot tall bridge. I mean, it would be, if you're scared of heights, just close your eyes and hit the gas and you'll get across it eventually.
That sounds like sound advice to me.
Yes, it does.
People could read more of your story over at lanyapmobile.com, but this is, it is a tale of two projects, right? I mean, because your headline here, the bridge project is to be built in phases. You like that? A tale of two.
Oh, yeah.
A bridge of two projects.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so because it's phases, right? We talk about it as one thing, but describe like the phases here.
Right. Well, I mean, so up until this point, we've had the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, and the whole thing, of course, is to build a new bridge over the river and to build a better, taller bayway. Right now, because of the ballooning costs, we're in the billions right now. Because of that, the state has decided to split this thing in half, where by the end of this year, we're going to break ground on the bridge, so the 215-foot-tall, six-lane bridge over the river. We're going to break ground on that. That could be done as early as 2031.
Mm-hmm. I'm not holding my breath, but go ahead. Yeah.
Right. And in the meantime, we're going to restripe the bayway to have three lanes going in each direction. But once we get the bridge open, then we'll start to collect tolls, and it's the tolls that we get from people who use the bridge that'll help us build the bayway.
But we still have to finance the bridge.
That's right. We are still waiting to hear back from the
$3.2 billion.
Yeah, from the TIFIA loan that we sent in for. We currently have just under $1 billion in financial commitments from the feds and from the state. But we still need, $2 billion to get this thing rolling here. And we've been told that the TIFIA loan will, help, make up that gap in the funding.
Okay. I still see lots of gaps. By the way, I'm old enough that I remember when the project was $800 million. We're talking about one half being $3.2 billion. They could take the billion they have and go on one of the betting sites for the sports stuff, the online, and make a bet on like whatever the hot soccer team is or something like that. We'd triple our money there. That's what they should do, is just gamble it. It's the American way.
Well, that's illegal here in the great state, so we can't do that. That's off the table. Then we have to come up with a new law to.
We'll just have a carve out. Say, if the state is in a situation it needs to try to turn $1 billion into $3.2 billion, it would be allowed to put money on Belgium.
I mean, that seems like a good move. Sure. Or they could go down to the dog track and play the machines and
historic horse racing.
You could triple your money. It seems like a lot to get from those machines, but I'm sure it could be good. I'm sure there's a universe out there where that could happen.
You mentioned the restriping of the bayway. So you build the first phase, you build the bridge, and then to deal with the additional traffic, you restripe it. They had talked about that before, but I was already people bump into each other, and therefore those side lanes on the bayway to get emergency vehicles out there are important. Would we lose the emergency lane? I mean, would we have to have narrow cars narrow tow trucks or something?
I'm picturing some narrow lanes.
That's great. That'll not lead to any problems.
Yeah. Well, and they could do it to where maybe there's only an emergency lane on one side.
Yeah, that's what I think they talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, where they could just have that there. One way or another, it's going to be pretty tight on the bayway until we get the new one.
But help me understand. So if maybe none of us understand, they complete in 2031. Let's say they keep on schedule. They complete the new bridge. And you coming down this picture, we're going eastbound. We come down the bridge, and then it's going to dump us back onto the bayway. Well, when they decide to start building the bayway, how are we going to get on to when the new bayway is finished? Are we going to have a 90-degree turn to go on the new bayway when they condemn the old one?
I mean, they're which I've not seen the plans, and all these plans are still in the works here, but they are going to connect the new bayway to the bridge. I mean, because right now with this plan, we've got a pretty good on ramp that gets you onto the old one from the new bridge. But they're going to have to kind of reconfigure everything there to get it onto the new new bayway. It could be a tight turn. Hopefully they could round that out a little bit, but that's, yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about? I'm picturing if they have it lined up now, if this idea is 2031, all right, the bridge is open, we're going out, you know, fanfare, whatever. You and I are riding in the FM Talk 1065 mobile command unit, our studio on wheels. We're riding there. We're doing that. And then if it lines up with the bayway as it is, when you build the new bayway, by definition, it can't be in the same place.
Right. Right,
because they're not going to destroy the old bayway before they build the new bayway. I would hope not.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, because they're going to get rid of the old one when they get the new one built, and then they'll have to. There's definitely going to be some sort of an arrangement, is what I'll call it, to get the new bridge connected to the new bayway. They'll have to rework that. But that's, you know, this could be a problem that neither you or I will have to worry about, because it could take a long time to get to the new bayway from the new bridge.
Yeah, I'm hoping. My son's back there in my office, not far from us. Maybe by the time before he has to give up his keys and drive, he'll have a chance to drive it. That would be a good thing.
Hopefully so.
Yeah, read more. There's a lot to read over at landyetmobile.com on the story from Kyle. I want to shift gears before we run out of time, too. And another one. It's like DJ Khaled, another Pritchard police officer charged here. So talk about this.
Right. So yesterday afternoon, the sheriff's office put out a press release saying that another officer from the Pritchard Police Department has been arrested in connection to the Emmanuel Dotch investigation. He was the cop who was picked up last month on numerous charges of corruption and of abuse of his position. Have not read the case file yet on this new guy here, but it's some pretty similar charges as to what the feds charged Dotch with, some corruption, some bribery, stuff like that. That's the second one in some weeks that has been picked up from the Pritchard Police Department. Right now, the sheriff's office is still running that department. They're going through the evidence, and they're doing the day-to-day work there.
Is Pritchard Police Department like... Like, I know they said they were moving them to an... is the building closed? Because aren't they still doing traffic or something like that? The sheriff's doing everything else?
Right. The Pritchard Police Department is doing traffic, and I believe they moved all of the stuff out of the Pritchard Police building and put it into the sheriff so they can run the operations. Which last month the FBI said, you know, that there were some other folks that they believe could be involved in all this. And this guy, his name escapes me right now, but it's in the story. This guy.
Oh, it doesn't escape me. It doesn't escape me because it's the name. If you, for a police officer, I don't think it's the greatest name. If you're an action star, maybe the name Jihad Hassan Irby would be cool. But you know, Officer Jihad is after you? I don't know. So, but go ahead. Yeah, this guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this could be one of the folks that the investigators from the FBI said, you know, also had something to do with it here. They said that their investigation is not yet done, and we have seen here, you know, that's true. They're still looking into this, and they're still putting people behind bars. Definitely need to read his case file to kind of get more of the lowdown on what he's accused, charged with doing. That's where we are now. The investigation continues.
Okay, let's talk about all the news discussion. I guess it's also news. Got to ask you, when do the nappies come out? When's that happening?
All right, so the nappies are coming up. I believe the ceremony is next week. We're going to have the winners coming out in next week's printed paper and online. After we get off the phone here, I've got to get back in and write up some of my nappy stories. But you can find out all of this information and more on lanyapmobile.com. Get signed up for a subscription today.
Look at that. I mean, he nails it right on time. I'll call him Postmaster General. My buddy Kyle Hamrick. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Talk to you later.
All right. Coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. And speaking of Pritchard Police Department, too, see the story Andrea Ramey had up about the 148 unsubmitted rape kits found in Pritchard as well? I mean, the place was just a disaster.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it's back. Tolls and the bridge and another chapter of this Tolstoy-like novel. We're going through 251-343-0106. Gets you through on the text line and the phone line. Jim and Sims from the text line said, will pedestrians be told also? I think they'll get an award for bravery to try to cross that. But, you know, there'll be some kind of bicycle race over it or something. I don't know. Remember they were going to put the bike lane in? Remember when our biggest issue with this was the bike lane? Remember back when they were like, that's going to cost another $10 million or something? those were the days. Let's see. A named texter. Sean, just answer me this. Why does Mobile, Baldwin County, which pays more sales tax revenue to the state of Alabama and Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, we can't get any roads but Montgomery and Birmingham, get whatever they want? Something needs to happen. Well, that is the nature of a representative form of government, right? There's more of them than us. That's the oil spill money that went all kind of places in the state. There's more of them than there are us. There's more people that, you know, that don't live here that want the revenue that comes from here. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I've talked about in the past, the amount of lodging tax that the state gets just from Baldwin County. I don't want to say it incorrect. It's enough that I remember when I saw the percentage, like you look at the state's total lodging tax and see how much comes from just Baldwin County. It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, you got the rest of the state. They need the Tennessee River Valley area, which is growing by leaps and bounds. They need Huntsville, and they need Mobile, Baldwin County. Derek says, Katie and Tommy need to be out selling dime bags to pay for this. Well, I think they got to move on from dime bags, right? They got to do some like Miami Vice stuff, Derek, right? The fast boat and outrun Crockett and Tubbs and get it in. Let's see. This is Marvin the Flathead. Alexander Shannara calls dibs on the bridge naming. Call me, Aldott. Listen, if you call it the Shelby Bridge, Trump Bridge, the Saudi Qatari Bridge, if they want to pay for it, that's fine. Maybe Shannara Bridge, too. Let's see. U-Haul Man. What's up, U-Haul Man? So, good afternoon, Sean. The estimated budget for this bridge is absolutely ridiculous. Even if the toll would be $250 per trip, it would still take 8 billion cars just to make the 2 billion. Seems feasible. Laugh out loud. Yeah, and it's the number. This is just the bridge portion, right? So, we still have the Bayway. And Like in the time it took me to tell you that, the cost went up. But the first phase of this, which they're saying would end around 2031, which is the bridge connecting it to the old Bayway, and then they would use the money from the—I don't know how they're squaring this. They're saying, like, oh, we'll get the money from the toll on the bridge, and we'll use that money to pay for the Bayway. But don't you all have to pay for the bridge, too? But U-Haul Man, the cost of that part of it, the first phase, the, you know, coming— From Mobile, you know, from Mobile where the ramps are going to, you know, we've seen all the drawings where they come in onto the bridge and then to where it would then meet the current Bayway that's going to get restriped would be $3.2 billion. Just a bridge. John says, I'm told from a reliable source the new plan is, okay, they only build the 4,000 feet of new bayway. I guess my guy was right. Never underestimate the stupidity of Aldot. Do it. Do it at your own detriment, right?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Good time as any. It's always a good time to actually talk to him when we're not doing this. Check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. What's up, man?
Oh, not much, Sean. How about you?
I'm good. I am always thinking about the equipment that you get to be around every day. Occasionally, I get to come look at it. And the first one, the bell of the ball, are skid steers for me, man. How are you looking in skid steers right now?
Right now, we're good. We've got a good stock here on our yard, Paris Tractor, of all skid steers. So the SVL 65, 75, and 97s. We've got all of them in stock in open cab models, as well as the enclosed cab with the high flow options on them. And as well as all of our implements, we've got plenty of implements to go along with these skid steers, as well as trailers. So we can, you know, form it up into a package for you, if need be. But we've got all the pallet forks, augers, grapples, the brush cutters and the mulchers, sweeper brooms, you know, you name it. We got all the different attachments to go with them right now.
Yeah, I got to think, out of all the equipment, and I'm trying to make sure I don't step on myself here with tractors being what I've grown up on, but skid steers with the attachment, you can do more things with one engine than I think. I'm stopping for a second because I want to make sure I'm not being stupid, but I think skid steers have more options than anything else out there.
There are a great number of attachments that we can put on a skid steer, and we have most of those attachments in stock right now, as well as our rental fleet. So maybe you're not in the market to buy a skid steer, or maybe you just want to go to the camp for the weekend and widen up a food plot or some shooting lanes. We've got these brush cutters in our rental fleet as well on these enclosed cab machines. So if it's just a short live project that you're going to knock out, we do rent these same machines as well.
They just tell you, as somebody experienced this and has done this with Blaine, it's sure nice to have, like, make sure you got like a long weekend or week or whatever, and you know, if you can get it yourself, that's cool, but they can also do delivery, and you get home and you realize you got that machine, and the amount of work you can get done with it, y'all, in a long weekend is something. I loved it. I mean, I've been ready to do it again.
That's right. So we can deliver it if need be, but if you have the trailer to haul it, you can come by. We'll load it on your trailer, or if you just have the truck to haul it, we've got trailers with these machines on them that we can just hook to your truck and go with. So
okay. So first thing they got to do now, they've said, yeah, that does sound like something I need to do. How they get in touch with you?
We're right here at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can visit us online at paristractor.com. You can see all of our new, used, and our rental equipment on there. Or you can just give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Skid steer season, man. It always is. Let's see. Next up here on the text line, 251-343-0106. Is how you text and call. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Sir James of Loxley said, I can't wait to drive over the new bridge when I'm 82 years old. Yeah, I remember asking this 10 years ago or more. By the time we get the bridge finished, will we be teleporting? Or, I mean, the Jetsons had us all thinking we were having jetpacks all the time. And I know there are people that got the experimental jetpacks. I watch the YouTube stuff. It's kind of cool. But will we be... By the time they get this thing built, will it be like a horse and buggy? Mr. Valentine says, Aldot loves 90-degree turns on 70-mile-per-hour roadways, so wrecks just like the tunnel. Traffic jams will never end because of sorry engineering. Unnamed texter here. Why has nothing been done about the police chief? And nothing has been said about the police chief. Help me understand that. I'm talking about Pritchard. You know what? Give me a second. We'll come back to the Pritchard story. But I've shown you, on top of everything else, and you saw their evidence room that looked like the house that me and four other guys lived in Tuscaloosa, and we're students there, looked better than the evidence room. at Pritchard. But now this is it's. We'll get back to it. But the headline here, if you want to read on before, my friend Andrew Ramey posted 148 unsubmitted rape kits found in Pritchard. If that's you or a loved one, how far would you put a boot up some? Wow. Ricardo Montalban is back. And, good. With Rich Corinthian letter said, is it Pike Shunner? Shun Piking. Shun Piking is the term that Dalton had dug. I'm sure if you're Shun Piking, Ricardo, then you're a Pike Shunner, right? And then says, turning the old bayway from two lanes into three lanes by repainting it is very dangerous. Remember, they talked about that before, and now that's back. What's past is prologue. Tony from Sims, I can take the Africatown Bridge for free. I can take the Bankhead Tunnel for free. I can take the Wallace Tunnel for free. Why am I going to pay $6 to cross the bridge? Are they going to wash my car or give me some other added value? Well, let me say there's one part of that it's not going to be. The Wallace Tunnel will also be tolled. There's been so many iterations. I want to make sure that, but the way it was, if you chose the Wallace or the bridge, you'd be tolled on both. So the first two you said, yes, Africatown Bridge and the Banghead Tunnel for free. But the Wallace and the bridge would be tolled. And now we're being told about the toll, $7.70. Trace says, I hope there's a pedestrian pathway included in that bridge project going over to Bayway. I don't. And not because, Trace, you know, it's not like I'm against, I like walking and bicycling and all those things too. But you know a way to get people killed is to have them walking. I mean, you see them sometimes on the interstates. You're like, my God, think about somebody on that bridge. No way. Lisa said, how could Atlanta and Houston and such large cities have constructions constantly without tolls, yet we are taxed and tolled? What the hell? I don't know. Bigger state. I mean, remember, part of this is how much comes from the feds and how much comes from the state. And so, you know, I don't know in Atlanta or Houston. Atlanta traffic to me is like, I've been a lot of big cities. I spent time, you know, just recently too, but I spent time over the decades driving Southern California from like Ontario, Los Angeles, down to Santa Monica, all that. And it's bad, but Atlanta's just the worst to me. But, you know, if they're doing work on their non-interstates, well, of course, that's all state money. But Texas and Georgia have more money than Alabama, and they also choose to allocate. But, you know, Mississippi does too. This is what we pointed out over time. Go no further than Drive 45. And when you get through Fruitdale and Yellow Pine and you hit the state line there, it goes to four lanes, right? And so many places. So it's not just they put their money where we didn't here. Jason, fair question, said, can we tap into any of the ABC money to put it towards the balance? Can we have that? So your idea, Alabama Beverage Control, would be who funds the bridge. I'm open for who. If you got money, I'm open for it. Matt says, Sean, I'm trying to bite my lip here as your show is regulated by the FCC, but what jackwagon at LDOT decided it was efficient to remove an emergency lane for more traffic? That's absolutely a horrible idea. You need that shoulder buffer for folks to move over, for everyone mitigating an emergency scene. You know, Matt, I think if I remember, they were saying kind of what Kyle said, they would keep it on one side and not both sides, which is also a problem. And if the lanes themselves will be more narrow, you want to see what's narrow, you can come here to the opulent Bigler Broadcasting Facility at Airport 65 and see our parking lot here, that they stripe the parking lot for like those little smart cars or something like that. This is the most narrow thing ever. But if you make the lanes more narrow on the Bayway, which I don't know if they're going to stay at standard width or they're going to change that. But if they are more narrow, that's more dangerous. And like you said, not being able to get emergency vehicles, they're going to have one. There's no way they do it with no. Maybe they keep it open on one side. Maybe they get very narrow tow trucks. I don't. unnamed texter here said they should toll by weight, an incentive for my wife to lose weight. She goes across the Bayway multiple times a day. No wonder you don't give a name on the text line, because I'd report you to her. William Bush said, I'm totally blown away and shocked by the Pritchard Police Department issues, but heartbroken by the rape kit issue. That's the same place I am, William. When I do the story, it's going to, looking at this with the eyes wide open, I think we have a problem even beyond the police department. That's a huge amount of rapes in a small city. Am I missing something? Yeah, I don't know the ratio, and I don't know 148 over how long. We'll get to the story here in a second. But that they're sitting there, 148 unsubmitted sitting there. What if that is your loved ones? Or hell with that. Doesn't he have to be a loved one? You give a damn about other human beings. Oh, my. I mean, it's. It really angers me. Let's see. Unnamed texter said, I'm all for shun piking. Yeah, we're shun pike fans around here. I wish they would do whatever they're going to do. Every time they talk about it, the cost of concrete goes up in anticipation. And especially no bicycles on the bridge. Yeah. But remember back when that was the big thing, the discussion, well, it might be another $10 million. Remember that? It might be another $10 million if we have to do all these bike lanes and stuff. Child's play now. Unnamed texter, Atlanta is a disaster traffic-wise, and I refuse to enter the city unless I'm paid to be there. A helicopter flies me in and navigates me around the city or a layover at the airport, but I will not go to Atlanta. It's on par with Los Angeles and maybe worse in L.A., and that's saying something. So I'm just seeing your text. You and I agree. That's what I said a second ago. I've spent time driving in both of them. And L.A., listen, a lot of times you just put your car in park, you know, in Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area, Inland Empire, into there. But Atlanta is that plus, it's like Death Race 2000 going on at the same time. Pat says Houston is tolled all over from Louisiana state line all the way to Corpus Christi. Has like 12 tolls. Yeah, Texas got a bunch of them. I think Lisa was talking about Houston earlier. I don't know. Yeah, I've hit tolls in Texas from there, going up to Dallas, all that. So, all right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 151 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Hey, check in some, like I said, most recent information. Did I get the newest take? I mean, I've been doing this story forever, and it looks like they did not go with the Wallace Tunnel tolling. So, sorry, texter earlier, you are correct. So you got the Wallace as well. So Wallace, Bankhead, and you've got the Aftertown Bridge. So, but yet one time they said they had to toll the Wallace because everybody would just avoid it, avoid the toll. Yeah, well, that's... what people do. Mr. Valentine, that is an interesting idea. And maybe that's a business model. So you could have helicopter tow trucks for the Bayway. It would be cool. People would be getting in wrecks just to see their vehicle lifted out. I've got a vehicle back in the woods right now that, and maybe some of the guys have been trying to help me here or listen, been trying to get out. Oh, the port side front tire. Bushings just broke. It's got 400,000 miles on it, so it's a matter of time. But trying to get it out of the woods, it's been a challenge. It's still there. Bob Dog, three lanes being funneled into a two-lane tunnel is going to be a disaster. Derek, on my way to Birmingham, get to go enjoy all that free infrastructure. Would you? Okay. We could just go to go up there. Right now, you get to enjoy free infrastructure here. Why do you got to go to Birmingham to do it, huh? All right, we get back to more of these, but first I want to read this story. That just as it continues here for Pritchard. And remember a year ago, year and a half ago, when Sheriff Birch was getting pushed back because he was doing enforcement in Pritchard, and he was on this show, and he'll be on with us next week too, and was saying people there, he talked about the cases that were going unsolved and all that because of bad police work. But he also was saying, I get calls from people who live in Pritchard that are scared to go outside their house. Law-abiding folks who just want to live their life. He said, I'm going to respond to it back then. Now, we knew it was bad, but how bad? I think we're just getting, I don't know how many layers of the onion back where we are, but I don't think we're the whole way there. All right, so the story from Andrew Ramey at 15 said the Mobile County Sheriff's Office says it's taken a major step forward resolving dozens of sexual assault investigations in Pritchard. Investigators have completed a full inventory of the sexual assault evidence kits, those rape kits, found after the sheriff's office took control of Pritchard's evidence room as part of the public corruption investigation. Deputies say they located, logged, and secured 247 sexual assault kits to preserve the integrity of the evidence and maintain the chain of custody. The review found that 99 kits had already been processed by Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences. The remaining 148 kits had not yet been submitted for forensic testing. You're kind of peeved off, I'll put it that way, with deference to the audience. Wow, that makes me angry. Sheriff Birch says the sheriff's office is now partnering with the FBI's Mobile Field Office to process remaining kits. Sheriff Birch said this is about accountability and ensuring every victim's case receives the attention it deserves. By identifying every kit, securing the evidence, and partnering with the FBI to complete the testing, we are taking an important step towards seeking justice for victims and strengthening the integrity of these investigations, end quote. Can you imagine that happened to you or a loved one? And the kit's just sitting there and an evidence room not been sent off? Just collecting dust? Wow. Says once testing is complete, investigators say they will review each case and determine the appropriate next steps based on evidence and applicable law. Testing could generate new investigative leads and in some cases lead to criminal charges. Alabama has no statute of limitations for rape, which means the cases that occurred years ago may still be prosecuted today. And that's great. But damn it, why'd we have to wait this long? I mean, this is just like, there's probably corrupt police departments out there that still get their rape kits sent off. You know? They're shaking down drug dealers, making false arrests, doing all this stuff. But at the same time, they probably say, yeah, but get those rape kits sent off. I mean, we owe that to the people, even though we're doing all that. It was just like, what did they do with the, it's NCAA does the, was it lack of institutional control or something like that? What, and Feinbaum's still on vacation, we could text him. But I think it's called like lack of institutional control. When they'll talk about like a football program, like it's just all out of the, like everything's gone. That's what this is. You've got the now second arrest for corruption. And you remember the first presser. It sounds like they're looking for multiple people there. And then maybe the people that weren't corrupt were not doing their damn job. And you had, I mean, shoddy police work went to, and you see, I mean, the number of cases they're going to have to go back through the system here. People falsely accused, case made on them. That's been discussed in these documents. People that walked that shouldn't have because of bad police work. Rapists out there that nothing's happened because the kits are sitting there collecting dust in the evidence room. Oh. I mean, you talk about just you gotta start over. And the amount of pushback that Mayor Carletta Davis gets lets me know, unless something shows me otherwise, lets me know she's on the right track. Let's see. Terry says, how can they squeeze three lanes out of the bayway each way? Aren't there a minimum interstate highway requirements based on safety? It may be. I don't know the minimum, but maybe they're going to say they're going to use up. But, you know, is the lane, let's say they took one side of the emergency lane. Is it a full lane wide? Could they do that and say, okay, they're going to have it on one side, but the other one becomes a lane? Squirrel Vereen said, well, heck, Sean Sullivan, look at the comments on Lanyap's post about the second police officer arrest. All those goofy people are just upset about the sheriff's takeover. They don't care anything about the assault kits or anything. Tell you what, the people that were assaulted and their loved ones do. That's for sure. Yeah, Motorman said the victim's having to relive it. Can you imagine if that's anchor time? Time to calm down. Wow. Would not want to see me come at the front door. Yeah, a loved one had that happen. All right. Paul Feinbaum's show is on the way next. We'll do it again tomorrow. And think about the rodeo stuff, too. It's just a week away from Liars Contest. Back as a judge for that. So we'll see you on Dolphin Island. Plus doing shows live from the island next weekend.